Welcome to season two of Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branchy Minds team, here to lead conversations with educational leaders and experts, and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in the show notes. Schools and the communities they exist within are interconnected. Communities impact the school, and the school has an impact within the community. Many times, as a community is thriving, this will influence the outcomes of a school system, and vice versa. On this episode today, we are diving into what it could look like if schools and communities dreamed big together about the impact that they could make. Let's listen in. I have the extreme pleasure of welcoming Whitley Dozier, who is a senior customer success manager here at Branchy Minds. And I'm just going to brag, our customer success managers are top notch. They're constantly being praised from our district partners because they are so knowledgeable about MTSS. And so I had to have Whitley here on the podcast to chat about community, because I know you've done a lot of work around that when you were in the schools. And so I would love to just chat a little bit about that. Welcome, Whitley.
Thank you, Larissa. So glad to be here. I love all things MTSS. I'm a former educator of over 8 years of teaching experience. In my time, I was also an MTSS coordinator for a Title I school, principal intern, and a liaison with the district for all things MTSS implementation. So I bring with me a love and heart for educators and just all the work that takes place day to day in a school to ensure that student achievement and the whole child is supported, addressed, and loved on. So thank you, Larissa, for inviting me to participate in today's conversation.
You're welcome. Well, Whitley, I know we've talked about sort of community things before. And so I'm going to dive right in. In sort of this time where education is kind of rapidly changing, there's lots of critics of the traditional school model community, and some of that's kind of outdated, like school community relationships. What's your bold take on redefining this role of schools in the community? And how do you think educators can lead this transformation?
Sure. So I love how you frame this as like bold take on redefining the role of schools. For me, I really think it's about impact. And there's always, you know, certain verbs and certain words that I associate to help me kind of center my opinions about things. And as I was thinking about, like, what is my bold take? What would that look like? For me, impact really came up. And I feel like school community relationships are ways to create that community impact. For me, I believe that like impact leads to investment of time, investment of resources, and definitely the investment of heart. And by that, I really mean like there needs to be shared goal for the work. There has to be a desire to embrace people and relationships that exist outside of the four walls of a schoolhouse. So to me, sense of community means bringing everything that we're already doing, all the people, all the time that we invest, all of our resources, all of our finance, all the cool things that are happening within the school. How can we replicate that and step outside to bring those people and those stakeholders in? I think stakeholder involvement is necessary in order to meet on this value of impact. I believe schools are hubs to make this happen. You know, students need a network of people in their school and neighborhood community who care about them as little or big people. Families need a network of people in their school and neighborhood community who they can trust to invest into their children. And educators need a network of people in their school and neighborhood communities who they can learn from and have that two-way communication with. So I believe when schools are viewed as a community hub, bringing all those people and all those resources together, everyone benefits from that sense of partnership.
I like that you said that viewing schools as the community hub. And I think about that as someone who grew up in a small community, a small town. School events were really like that. That's what the community kind of centered around. The big football games, people in the community attended those, or, you know, basketball tournaments or things in the community. And I think sometimes that may not always be replicated in cities that are bigger, but how a community can be that. It doesn't have to just be events, but it could be people investing in that community to make that larger impact. And I think that's where, you know, you think about local businesses, will they reap the rewards of having students that are well equipped to come in and be employees and to invest, then invest back into the community as adults. And so like, I think there's that thing where sometimes we don't think about like the community being invested in schools and seeing that as a hub that actually benefits the community as a whole, you know, in the end. Like if a if a school is thriving, the community can more often thrive. And if a community is thriving, the school, it feeds off of each other, I think. So I really like that you thought that. So do you have any kind of specific ways that you think that this plays out?
Yes. Well, I have to add this part in. Going back to impact, you touched on something. There's short-term impact, right? Everyone working together for the partnership model in order to help students and families and educators, right? But then obviously the long-term being impact being this social capital piece, like our community is thriving. Those relationships kind of exist and take place so that everyone can kind of benefit regardless of how old you are. I feel like based on my like knowledge with my master's, I studied human development family studies with a focus on early childhood development and education. And I feel like birth through pre-K, they've got that interagency collaboration happening. You know, you have the medical wellness visits, right, that take place on a like monthly basis, families going to the doctors, doctors connecting with families, connecting them to resources. You've got childcare options. Those folks are talking to each other. You've got library events taking place to do, you know, come bring your child to read a storybook. So you have all these various different sectors of the community already connecting to help the child and the family. And I was always inspired by that because I'm like, there should be ways to kind of create this space in K-12 education. So what people or businesses in the community are invested or interested in connecting with elementary school students. When I was at a Title I school, we had our Rotary Club. They gave us books every month, lots of books. And they're like, you don't have to keep it in your library. These are just so students can take it home. We supply the books, you'll get it to the hands of children and families. So I've seen that work really well. Boys and Girls Club options as well. And being able to provide that after school care. But sometimes I feel like it takes someone at the school building to kind of create that space and time to be able to make those connections. I know some of the businesses I've worked with in the past, Old Navy, they donated over 1,000 masks to our school when we were trying to prepare to go back to in-school learning. And they were happy to do it. And I was like, this is great. We'll shout you out on Twitter. And they loved it. They're like, oh my gosh, that's such a great kind of visual resume of all the ways that we've helped to contribute to our community and y'all being the school that we support. You're our host school to make that happen. So I kind of loved that model of early childhood and was able to implement it when I was an MTSS coordinator and principal intern at the school. Because I feel like there's a continuity of care. And sometimes as educators, we're focused on the curriculum and instruction side of things, and we're missing the heart work. Like, how do people feel about school? Is our environment welcoming? Do we have a presence in the community? Should we have our back to school night at a local park and have a cookout? Like, what are ways that we can be innovative to have those natural touch points for families and to have the community be involved as well?
Well, and I think too, It depends on your community. I think, I mean, you have to kind of know your local sort of factors to do these things. But I do think there is a fact of like having an event, a school event that's not at the school building sometimes can be a bridge to for families of they go to that park anyway, right? Or that's closer to them than the school is, right? Or I also, something you touched on was the libraries. I'm a big advocate for how amazing public libraries are. It's a way that your community is already doing a lot of great work. There's so many resources within a library. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there should be more partnership between the school and a community library, because like that is the place where, you know, parents are interacting with, or like young like kids, right, before they even get to school, may interact with literacy, but also events, and the librarians are trained in so many different things. And so I just think that that's a great thing. And then there was something else you said about how oftentimes the school person may have to seek out the community organization or business. And I think sometimes like school businesses and organizations want to help schools. So a lot of people are like, we know schools are doing great work. We want to help mm-hmm. them. They don't always know what the need is. And I think we talked on this podcast with other people before about how sometimes you just have to say, hey, this is our need. What businesses can help fulfill that? Whether that be student needs of physical things for themselves, you know, having a community care closet, or mm-hmm. even I know that some communities, when prom comes around, having sort of a like a dress drive of mm-hmm. prom dresses or formal dresses for kids that, you know, and also I think there's this whole thing of like thrifting as the thing. So it's like, that's an amazing, like, let's recycle these dresses that are just sitting in our closet. Right. But I think that's addressing the whole child, right? Because the child doesn't just exist within the school. Their life is within the community and the families. And so I think that that's a great way also to form connection with families and build that relationship that you want to work together for the good of the child. And so building that bridge is really important. So
that's like big. That's big. During the pandemic, I know our school, we would have like a teacher of the month every month, and the local car dealership would come to the school, take the teacher's car and bring it to get like a oil change or a car wash. That was just like a connection that they had. But during the pandemic, yeah, it was great. It was great. We loved them. The dealership was always like, you're one of our host schools. What can we do to shower you all with things that you may not be able to do all the time?
Oh my gosh, that makes me cry, because I think about, as a teacher, to get my oil changed, like I may have had to take a day off because of mm-hmm. hours or of the businesses or whatever. And that's wonderful. I love that
yes.
story.
Yes. Well, during the pandemic, like we were all at home. So they were like, well, what can we do to help you now? And I said, you know what? We did an informal needs assessment. I'm glad I'm speaking with you. We need to convert all of our water fountains to touchless water filling stations. Would you be interested in helping us or donating, in-kind services, writing us a check to be able to do that? And they took care of it. We converted all six of our water fountains, you know, old school, drink out the fountain, to touchless water bottle filling stations. And they were like, well, the kids are going to need water bottles for this too, right? Let's throw in, 600 water bottles with your logo on it. And so people, to your point, the community is ready to serve. Sometimes it just takes someone who knows at the school what the needs are to be able to advocate for the gifts, right? The water bottles, or, you know, that check that could, you know, change the entire way that we operate. School. And they were able to provide the finances. So we got it on rush order. So it happened, but you're right. Sometimes it just takes knowing or being comfortable with having those innovative conversations to address things and to dream big for what could make our school and our community better.
Oh my gosh, Whitley, I feel like we could talk about this, like, cause there's just so many different ways, and I've seen it done lots of different, methods of how to like get community and get businesses involved. But I do think that that's just such an important factor. I think especially for the MTSS practice and framework, right? Because mm-hmm. we're like you said, like, I mean, we're addressing the whole child. And so we have to kind of confect, like, what are the factors that of the heart you know, or of the body that aren't just about the curriculum. And sometimes, and I think that is the sort of the charge to building leaders or district leaders to do some of that work, because if the teachers are focused on curriculum instruction, we want them to be doing that work of community outreach can be, you know, part of it. And I know that school counselors do that a lot with trying to like find resources for families. You know, there are people in the building that are doing some of that work, but really having a strategic effort, I think that that's a big factor. So thank you for coming on. Any other thoughts that you want to share, or any other nuggets of wisdom you want to drop for us?
I think you hit on it. Being intentional, right? Like, culture is sometimes that qualitative metric that's hard to measure or assess, but it definitely lives and coexists within MTSS for like total school improvement. And so I love how you kind of named that heartwork piece is important to find ways to quantify it, right? We need 600 water bottles. We need this. Why? Because it's helping all of our students and all of our teachers. And there's long-term benefits too, right? Many of our students are part of family units and they've got younger siblings who are going to be able to benefit from this when they're in kindergarten or what have you. So just parting words, physical presence and making time for investment so that impact, be it short-term or long-term, is there. And culture is important. School culture, local neighborhood community culture, the culture of the city as well. There's so many ways in which all of our stakeholders can benefit. And so I definitely have seen it work. There's a lot of resources out there as well for how to kind of bridge the gap between community schools and things of that sort. So there's things out there. It's definitely a good topic to delve into, and, you know, great ways to create school improvement goals for next year as well, so that there's a vested interest in that.
Yeah. Well, and I know that there's some resources you've shared, and I'll put those in the show notes. So our listeners can, anyone that's listening in can learn a little bit more. But Whitley, thank you so much for coming and chatting about community stuff. And I think it's just such an important work. Like, all of it is important work, but I think, you know, because schools are a major part of the community. So we appreciate that. So thank you.
Thank you so much for the invite. Excited to connect soon.
Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcasts on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branchy Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchyminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branchy Minds.